Chapter 35. Dawnlight seeped over the river, casting a haze of pale green-gold mist. Saro lounged in the stern of the main logboat with Bragoon, savouring the new day and a few scones still warm from early breakfast.
Oh, this is the life, mate. Save the wear and tear on me old foot paws. There's nothing like a nice lazy river trip, eh?
The otter grinned as Horsey approached them, pushing on a hefty oar pole, part of two double lines of shrews. The young hare turned and started to make his way back to the prow, where he would repeat the process of poling the craft upriver. He glared at the otter's cheery face and stuck his tongue out insultingly at Saro.
Blinking idle bounders sitting on your blooming tails walloping down scones while I slave myself into an alley grave? Should be blinking well ashamed of yourselves.
Briggy left the prow and strode down the centre of the logboat between both lines of polers. Exchanging a sly wink with Bragoon and Saro, he clipped Horsey lightly across the ears, roaring at him in true Rivercraft language.
Avast there, you long-legged layabout! Quit prattling and get poling! We got to build those muscles up to make a warrior of you. Ain't it a wonderful life? Nothing to do but pole about all day on the river, you lucky swab. Dwingo, give us a drum beat there. Come on, shrews, put your backs into it. Sing out a poling shanty to speed us on our way. Push, you drinking daisies, push!
The drumbeat rolled out, echoing around the forested banks with deep, gruff shrew voices singing in chorus. The shanty was a totally untrue pack of insults about Logalog Briggy, but he sang along with them lustily.
Barum, bala, whoom, hold to the beat of the drum.
Our captain is a bad old shrew. I wish I'd never signed to roam. He feeds us worms and mud pies too. Oh ma, let me come sailing home.
Barum, bala, whoom, hold to the beat of the drum.
Old Briggy is a lazy hog with a belly like a tumbleard. If we don't call him Logalog, he beats us bad and treats us hard.
Barum, baba, whoom, hold to the beat of the drum.
One day our logboat sprang a leak and I gave out an hearty wail. The captain gave me nose a tweak and plugged that leak up with me tail.
Barum, baba, whoom, hold to the beat of the drum.
We ran head on into a gale. Our captain made me cry sad tears, 'cause the wind had ripped right through the sail. So he patched the canvas with me ears.
Barum, baba, whoom, hold to the beat of the drum.
You've heard me story, messmates all, and if I spoke a lie to you, made me nose swell into a fat red ball and me bottom turn bright green and blue.
Barum, baba, whoom, hold to the beat of the drum.
Horty was astonished. He turned to the shrew behind him.
By the left, I say, old chap, are you allowed to bandy insults like that about Brigathingy, what?
The shrew kept polling as he gave Horty a broad wink.
It ain't serious, mate. 'Tis all done in good fun.
Briggy saw Horty gossiping and descended upon him.
Stop jawing and keep pouring, rabbit chops, or I'll have your whiskers for deck sweepers.
The young hare gave Briggy a cheeky grin and launched into a barrage of insults.
Oh, shut your blethering kick, scoffer, you great bearded windbag. You sound like a duck with beefcake. Hasn't any beast ever told you? Oh, tosh and pish for all your ilk, sir. You wobble-pawed, twinkie-tailed excuse for a barreled bum toad. Who do you think you're jolly well talking to, you wiggle-whiskered bawling braggart?
Horty turned back to the shrew he had spoken to previously.
Pretty good, what? That told old logger put in a thing or two.
The ashen-faced shrew hissed back at him.
We only have a dozen songs. Altogether, like, if you speak like that, face to face with Logalog or Guraffs, that's mutiny, mate.
Horty turned round to find Briggy looming over him with a face like thunder. The force of the shrew chieftain's roars made Horty's long ears flap.
Mutiny, eh? I won't have mutineers aboard my logboat. Grab hold of this mutinous beast, put him to task. No more rations for him while he's on this vessel.
Four shrews frog-marched the hapless hare off to the stern, where he was given a large sack of wild onions to clean and peel. Bragoon made his way to the prow, where he had a quiet word with the shrew chieftain.
You were a bit hard and haughty there, mate. The young'un wasn't wise to your rules and regulations. He thought it was all a bit of a joke. Horty didn't mean you no real insult.
Briggy's eyes twinkled.
I know he didn't, friend, but I said I'd toughen him up. If that young'un ever expects to join the long patrol, he's got to learn manners and curb his tongue. Could you imagine one of those head officers from the long patrol letting a recruit speak to him like that? Joke or not, some stiff-eared sergeant would clap him on a charge and use his guts for garters.
Bragoon agreed.
You're right, Briggy. A bit of discipline wouldn't hurt him. All three of them young'uns been living a soft life at Redwall for too long. The two maids are much better behaved than Horty. They'll listen to reason, but Horty's too wild and headstrong. One day he'll make a fine warrior after he's learned a few stern lessons.
Biggie stroked his beard.
Don't fret, mate. I'll knock all the rough edges off in Horty. My Jigger was the same till I showed him the ropes. Look at Jigger now, commanding his own logboat. There's a young shrew any beast to be proud to call son.
The otter went back astern and sat with sorrow.